Jasher chapter 77. Adikam was 20 years old when he reigned over Egypt. He reigned 4 years. In the 206th year of Israel's going down to Egypt did Adikam reign over Egypt. But he continued not so long in his reign over Egypt as his fathers had continued in their reigns. For Melal, his father, reigned 94 years in Egypt. But he was 10 years sick and died, for he had been wicked before the Lord. And all the Egyptians called the name of Adikam Pharaoh, like the name of his fathers, as was their custom to do in Egypt. And all the wise men of Pharaoh called the name of Adikam Ahuz, for short is called Ahuz in the Egyptian language. And Adikam was exceedingly ugly, and he was a cubit and a span, and he had a great beard which reached to the soles of his feet. And Pharaoh sat upon his father's throne to reign over Egypt, and he conducted the government of Egypt in his wisdom. And whilst he reigned, he exceeded his father and all the preceding kings in wickedness, and he increased his yoke over the children of Israel. And he went with his servants to Goshen to the children of Israel, and he strengthened the labor over them. And he said unto them, complete your work, each day's task, and let not your hands slacken from our work from this day forward, as you did in the days of my father. And he placed officers over them from amongst the children of Israel. And over these officers he placed taskmasters from amongst his servants. And he placed over them a measure of bricks for them to do according to that number day by day. And he turned back and went to Egypt. At that time the taskmasters of Pharaoh ordered the officers of the children of Israel according to the command of Pharaoh, saying, thus says Pharaoh, do your work each day and finish your task, and observe the daily measure of bricks, diminish not anything. And it shall come to pass that if you are deficient in your daily bricks, I will put your young children in their stead. And the taskmasters of Egypt did so in those days as Pharaoh had ordered them. And whenever any deficiency was found in the children of Israel's measure of their daily bricks, the taskmasters of Pharaoh would go to the wives of the children of Israel and take infants of the children of Israel to the number of bricks deficient. They would take them by force from their mothers' laps and put them in the building instead of the bricks, whilst their fathers and mothers were crying over them and weeping when they heard the weeping voices of their infants in the wall of the building. And the taskmasters prevailed over Israel, that the Israelites should place their children in the building, so that a man placed his son in the wall and put mortar over him, whilst his eyes wept over him, and his tears ran down upon his child. And the taskmasters of Egypt did so to the babes of Israel for many days. And no one pitied or had compassion over the babes of the children of Israel. And the number of all the children killed in the building was 270, some whom they had built upon instead of the bricks, which had been left deficient by their fathers, and some whom they had drawn out dead from the building. And the labor imposed upon the children of Israel in the days of Adikam exceeded in hardship that which they performed in the days of his father. And the children of Israel sighed every day on account of their heavy work, for they had said to themselves, behold, when Pharaoh shall die, his son will rise up and lighten our work. But they increased the latter work more than the former. And the children of Israel sighed at this, and their cry ascended to God on account of their labor. And God heard the voice of the children of Israel and their cry in those days. And God remembered to them his covenant, which he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God saw the burden of the children of Israel and their heavy work in those days, and he determined to deliver them. And Moses, the son of Amram, was still confined in the dungeon in those days, in the house of Reuel the Midianite. And Zipporah, the daughter of Reuel, did support him with food secretly, day by day. And Moses was confined in the dungeon in the house of Reuel for 10 years. And at the end of 10 years, which was the first year of the reign of Pharaoh over Egypt in the place of his father, Zipporah said to her father Reuel, no person inquires or seeks after the Hebrew man whom thou didst bind in prison now 10 years. Now therefore, if it seem good in thy sight, let us send and see whether he is living or dead. But her father knew not that she had supported him. And Reuel her father answered and said to her, Has ever such a thing happened that a man should be shut up in a prison without food for 10 years, and that he should live? And Zipporah answered her father, saying, Surely thou hast heard that the God of Hebrews is great and awful, and does wonders for them at all times. He it was who delivered Abraham from Ur of the Chaldeans, and Isaac from the sword of his father, and Jacob from the angel of the Lord who wrestled with them at the ford of Jabbok. Also with this man has he done many things. He delivered him from the river in Egypt, and from the sword of Pharaoh, and from the children of Cush. So also can he deliver him from famine, and make him live. And the thing seemed good in the sight of Reuel, and he did according to the word of his daughter, and sent to the dungeon to ascertain what became of Moses. And he saw, and behold, the man Moses was living in the dungeon, standing upon his feet, praising and praying to the God of his ancestors. And Reuel commanded Moses be brought out of the dungeon. So they shaved him, and he changed his prison garments and ate bread. And afterward, Moses went into the garden of Reuel, which was behind the house, and he there prayed to the Lord his God, who had done mighty wonders for him. And it was that whilst he prayed, he looked opposite to him, and behold, a sapphire stick was placed in the ground, which was planted in the midst of the garden. And he approached the stick, and he looked. And behold, the name of the Lord God of hosts was engraved thereon, written and developed upon the stick. And he read it, and stretched forth his hand, and he plucked it like a forest tree from the thicket, and the stick was in his hand. And this was the stick with which all the works of our God were performed, after he had created heaven and earth and all the host of them, seas, rivers, and all their fishes. And when God had driven Adam from the Garden of Eden, he took the stick in his hand and went and tilled the ground from which he was taken. And the stick came down to Noah and was given to Shem and his descendants until it came into the hand of Abraham the Hebrew. And when Abraham had given all he had to his son Isaac, he also gave to him this stick. And when Jacob had fled to Padan Aram, he took it into his hand. And when he returned to his father, he had not left it behind him. Also, when he went down to Egypt, he took it into his hand and gave it to Joseph, one portion above his brethren. For Jacob had taken it by force from his brother Esau. And after the death of Joseph, the nobles of Egypt came into the house of Joseph, and the stick came into the hand of Reuel the Midianite. And when he went out of Egypt, he took it in his hand and planted it in his garden. And all the mighty men of the Kenites tried to pluck it when they endeavored to get Zipporah his daughter, but they were unsuccessful. So that stick remained planted in the garden of Reuel until he came who had a right to it and took it. And when Reuel saw the stick in the hand of Moses, he wondered at it. And he gave him his daughter Zipporah for a wife.